So many of us stop at intuitive awareness. We know what's off. We feel what we're meant to do, or at least where we're not meant to stay. We sense that something needs to shift. But when it comes to actually moving, that is where I see so many people freeze. In this episode, I want to talk about the missing piece of most intuitive work. Action. Not reckless, not reactive, but sacred, aligned, embodied, intuitive action. Because clarity without action is really just another spiritual bypass. And your intuition, it's there to give you insights. It is there to lead your life. You're listening to the Guided Collective podcast, a place for you to reconnect with your inner and higher guidance to navigate your path and purpose. I'm your host, Helen Jacobs, an author, speaker, mentor, and energy forecaster who moved out of a job in public relations into a whole new life, one intuitive nudge at a time. And I believe you can follow your intuition and change your life too. So let's kick off today's episode by exploring the awareness trap. So many of us think about our intuition or even our psychic knowing as the goal because it's productive, right? We suddenly have an intuitive download, or we get a green light or a full body yes, and we think, okay, I've got the answer. I know what to do. Everything is okay now. But the knowing, even though it feels productive and it feels like, hey, I'm really intuitive and I'm going to make change, without movement, without that action, it really just becomes more stagnation. So those intuitive downloads without embodiment actually create more disconnection. And if nothing else, that kind of misalignment really affects our energy centers. It creates an imbalance because we aren't living in alignment with what we know to be true for us. And so the longer that you stay in that thinking stage, the more doubt can creep in. And I actually shared an episode recently about spinning in indecision. And so you may even want to scroll back and have a listen to that particular episode and how to move your way back out of that spiral, or the thinking swirling spiral. Sometimes what I've also seen is what I guess we'd almost call like a self-help fatigue. It's when all of those ahas pile up. So you know what the concept is, or you know what, you know, this thought process or what this advice is pointing you towards, but a pile of ahas means nothing if you don't take action, because otherwise your reality stays the same. Spiritual growth isn't just about knowing. It is about integrating what we now know. So let's spend a little bit of time exploring why action matters. Now, One of the first things I'm going to mention here is something called the law of inspired action. And I share this in previous programs. It will be inside of the guided portal as well. But it is one of 12 universal laws, of which the law of attraction is probably the poster child. But when all 12 of these laws are understood, we start to work differently with energy and with the universe. And so one of these laws, as I said, is the law of inspired action. It isn't just about taking any action. It is about taking the action that has been intuitively guided for you. When you activate that law in combination with the other 12, yes, the law of attraction kicks in, and the law of duality, polarity, the law of cause and effect, et cetera, et cetera. They all are working together. And so this is one of the reasons that action, particularly inspired or intuitive action, matters. When you are taking action, you're actually strengthening that intuitive muscle, so to speak. With every intuitive action you take, you're building confidence, you're getting stronger, and you're going to be able to observe. And this is, again, something that we talk about inside of this new membership, the Guided Portal. There's really this momentum that builds. And so you observe what your intuition is saying, where it's pointing you. And even if you misstep with the action, you'll course correct next time. And so I guess similar to that is, this is building trust. Even, and again, I suggest this over and over and over again, if you just start small, just the smallest of nudges. So if you take action, you know, maybe there's a little nudge that, oh, I really need to join that yoga class, or, oh, I've got to check in with my friend. Acting on those really small nudges or intuitive instructions builds trust. Because inevitably you'll get to the yoga class and go, oh my gosh, you know, this thing just happened and that was exactly why I needed to be here. Or you phone your girlfriend and realize she's been meaning to get in touch with you, probably for just as long as she's been on your mind. Okay, so we're building trust every time we take action, no matter how small. Now, I mentioned this before with the law of inspired action, but this time I just want to focus on that your action is essentially a signal to the universe. It is showing your willingness, your participation in this co-creation. And I cannot tell you how many times I have seen people say, I'll just go with the flow, I'll just see what happens. And sure, there might be moments or times where that is important, but that is not what intuitive action means. It doesn't mean that you let go of your power and just kind of wait for things to happen, because then that's how they were meant to happen. You actually can take action. And let me tell you, if you're taking the wrong action, the universe will help you course correct. but that's a different conversation. But any action sends that signal to the universe and starts the momentum building. So even if you aren't coming into the guided portal, you're not going to be joining us in this membership yet, you can always join another time, I do want you to know that this is the kind of embodiment that is available to you right now. So have a think about what intuitive insights, nudges, instructions you've been receiving, and consider what action you can take today. Now, I also want to talk about the kind of action that your intuition is trying to get you to take. So it's not always big and bold and dramatic. And I've often said, particularly in my readings, I've often said it's not a neon flashing sign that falls out of the sky and lands at your feet and lights up the pathway and points you in a direction and says, hey, this is the action to take. Maybe once in a while, something of that of that magnitude may occur, if symbolically, not literally. But it's not always. It's not always this big and bold, life-altering change. More often than not, the kind of action that our intuition is guiding us towards is smaller. And I have spoken about this on the podcast and we go in deeper in the membership, but sometimes the action is about just taking those simple steps, the intuitive actions that are kind of instructional. So it could be about tidying up your home or workspace. It may indeed be having a conversation. Maybe there's a particularly difficult conversation that you need to have. Maybe it's just simply saying no. It might be that your intuition just wants you to create stillness, space, and silence. Quite often, your intuition just needs you to take one small step. Now, to be clear, those small steps will add up. And there is a point in the journey where all of those small steps start to become a healing pathway. And so the action that you need to take actually becomes a lot more internal. You'll be guided inwards to raise your vibration, to clear, to heal, to let go, to reconsider, to all of the things before it actually comes outward again. And when it does come outward again, we're really moving into showing up in our fullness, living more on purpose, more intentionally, being seen and heard for who we really are. And so it is important to know where you are in your journey, because it's going to give you a sense of what kind of action you need to take. So at that very early phase, if you're building your intuition and wanting to develop and understand what your intuition is pointing you towards, here is a suggestion. Simply ask, what would trusting myself and my intuition look like today? And chances are there's going to be a sensation that pops up or an idea that pops in. But I've also got for you a couple of ideas about how you can explore this question. So you can ask this question, what would trusting myself and my intuition look like today? And then check in with your body. And by that, I mean, look for the physical sensations. You might check in with your emotional body. It could be a mental check-in. Maybe there's something swirling mentally. Of course, you can check in with your energetic body as well. But quite often, even just at a physical sensation, what would trusting myself and my intuition look like today? I would ask myself that when I first left PR to go out on my own and to build this business, and the answer was just to sleep, to rest over and over and over again. The more I rested, I did resist at first, but once I realized, okay, I have to rest and then the next step will come. And so just having that simple check-in, and then figuring out how you can apply it in that day. So in that example, I had already quit my full-time PR role, and so I had time to sleep in or to go a little more slowly. But of course, you may not have that. And so it starts to unravel more intuitive questions. But for now, just have a body check-in. So another practice, and I often recommend this, it is journaling. I know not everyone in this audience is a fan, and that's okay. You can choose one of the other suggestions here, and I've got plenty more inside of the guided portal. But really, with journaling to this question, your intuitive nudge is likely to turn up on the page. And so when you see it there in black and white or on the computer screen or whatever it is, however you're journaling, it's a little harder to dismiss. The last one that I want to mention here is actually using any resistance. So if you've asked yourself the question, what would trusting myself and my intuition look like today? And there's an inner voice that's critical. Why would you even do that? Or who do you think you are? Or I've got work. There's no way I can do X, Y, Z. That is also intuitive data. And so there are particular steps that you can take to move through that resistance as if it is a doorway instead of a stop sign. So I hope that this episode, particularly if you have found yourself to be stuck in knowing but in action, you know, this is your invitation to move, not to push, not to force, but to gently follow the whisper. Because that nudge you keep getting, it's not random. It is guidance. And it is time to listen with all your body. And then put it into action. If you're craving support as you start acting on your inner wisdom, the guided portal is now open. This is a space where intuitive awareness becomes embodied truth. It's where guidance meets growth. If it's calling to you, check out the details in the show notes. And if now's not the time, that's okay. But I invite you to ask yourself, what's one step I can take today to trust myself more deeply? Hey, you've made it to the end of another episode, but maybe you still want more? Hit subscribe on your podcast app so you never miss an episode, or sign up at helenjacobs.co for my free weekly energy forecasts so they land in your inbox every Monday morning.